A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." Seems to me we have a way of concluding that we are right. We are at the top. We are the best, the only, of anything. Again, Jesus breaks through the accepted culture where generosity was defined as more or most or the best or the finest of gifts. This gospel implies that the wealthy people in that culture were admired and consistently made the right choices, were generous, and looked like they really were the finest of the fine. The reading does not specify the actions or comments of the wealthy people, but we can surmise what they might have said. Here we see a little old lady. She probably left her thin soup on the warm stones so she could come to temple to share with her God. Knowing not where her next allotment of flour or oil or olives would come from, she reached into her pocket and found two small coins, her whole livelihood. Into the basket went the coins. What were the others thinking? Jesus hastened to use this as a teachable moment. This gift was actually more than the other gifts from the wealthy people, who probably would not even notice the absence of the coins they put in. Why do we think we know what is the best all the time? I remember a situation where a homeless gentleman used to stop in at daily mass at this particular parish. Well, often homeless people look a little weary and maybe disheveled due to lack of a home and clean clothes and running water. And this fellow was a bit homeless looking. He never hurt anyone. He sat in the back and paid attention. He focused, prayed, and went on his way. Well, the regular daily mass ladies could not deal with it. Although I do not remember exactly how this story ended, I can tell you that they were not shy about strongly recommending to the pastor that he send this guy away. What is this about? Why do we continue to build walls instead of bridges? Wherein is our hospitality, generosity, acceptance, love? Maybe next time we have a chance to make a donation of some sort. We will do it with kindness and with the gratitude that we are able to share and try not to compare with another. After all, that person is probably carrying a heavy load and really has a more generous heart.